going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
By the way, when we flew home from Hilton Head a week and a half ago, I noticed they were pouring very hot coffee and very carefully handing it to the people who asked for it. I've never asked for coffee on a plane because I just assume it's crappy coffee. Are you a little surprised they're still doing coffee service on an airplane?
Speaking of, there was a recent TikToker who is also a flight attendant who said that flight attendants judge passengers who order coffee.
Okay, I saw that and didn't click on the clickbait because it said they will judge you if you order this one drink. And I thought, I'm not going to click on that. It's probably vodka.
They say that it is a sketchy beverage. First of all, they had mentioned that, you know, the coffee pots probably don't get cleaned as often as they used to. Or they should. And also, yeah, you are then holding a cup of hot liquid in a moving vehicle.
I am really surprised they are still serving it. And the person seated like across the aisle from me ordered it. And I watched the flight attendant carefully into those little crappy thin plastic cups, carefully poured it in there, carefully handed it over to her with a napkin. And I thought, this isn't about you ordering your coffee. This is about you sitting next to me. We hit a bump, and now that goes all over me.
Why is it that everybody orders ginger ale on a plane?
Listen to this, Sam. I cannot question. Believe you just said that.
I do.
When we were flying the last time, I said, I think I want a ginger ale. And Johnny looked at me like I was crazy. He goes, really? I did not have that on my bingo card. You want a ginger ale? I go, yeah. What is it about an airplane? It kind of sounds good. I came back home and started buying it, and now it's in our fridge because I stopped Diet Coke.
Good for you. That's awesome.
And not that ginger ale is any. And I try to get the one without aspartame in it.
Now, I think I'm the anomaly where I do drink ginger ale and ginger beer off of an airplane. I also drink it on an airplane, but I've heard studies before that say that ginger ale is the most ordered drink.
Do you know ginger ale beer is not beer?
Right.
Ginger beer is not beer.
That's correct. Yeah.
I never knew that.
It's just spicy ginger ale.
So ginger ale, ginger, this is like a combination of old wives' tales and actual science.
A little bit of both in there.
Right. Ginger is believed to help with motion sickness and nausea.
Oh.
Common side effects for some people of air travel. And the ginger ale with the bubbliness, the potential to soothe the stomach. And so it all kind of wraps together, and people would just go, oh, I'll have a ginger ale.
I'll have a ginger ale.
My stomach.
I bet you there is more ginger ale sold at 30,000 feet than down here below. I really do. Because you're right,
possibly.
Sam. Everyone orders it on a plane.
Always.
I do.
That's so interesting.
I'll have a ginger ale, please. Can
ginger
I get the whole
ale,
can
please.
Room temp?
Don't get a coffee. That's gross.
And then here's a pro tip hack. Hot water on a plane. Get the cup of noodles.
Oh.
It's cheaper than some of the other stuff, and it's very filling.
Well, you could also bring on a cup of noodles with the hot
water.
Well,
sure, you can. I mean, if you're going to order something on the plane,
I don't know if we want to be mixing food next to our seatmates.
I thought we were trying to avoid the hot liquid.
The scalding hot liquid that you pour on Marge next to you.
And on your next flight, bring a tuna salad sandwich.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. Could you microwave this for me?
Speaking of travel, there is a new survey out. It's a bank rate. We trust those people. And travel this summer is down Fewer than half of Americans plan to travel this summer, citing cost as the number one concern. In fact, only 46% of U.S. adults say they plan to travel this summer. Many of those not planning to do so cite affordability as the factor keeping them home. At 65%, that was the number one reason listed. With travel costs remaining high, you may find yourself wondering how people can afford their getaways. It turns out nearly 3 in 10 plan to take on debt to book their trips.
I believe it. They're also finding that more and more people are willing to spend a little bit more on the plane ticket to go overseas than to travel here in the States, because it's going to be so much cheaper when you get to your destination rather than flying to, say, you know, a Miami where everything's going to be ridiculously expensive.
I read a story the other day. I think it was Forbes or maybe Washington Post. I'd have to go back and look. Where they interviewed a couple, 60 years old, and they decided to retire not in California where they lived, which you can understand retiring in California is going to be expensive. They decided to retire, I don't even remember the country, but it was somewhere that Dana could not find on a map. And what they said was their Social Security dollars overseas went 10 times as far as it would over here. They don't have transportation costs, because I'm assuming it's somewhere over in Europe, but nowhere she like Milan. I mean, they were in what looked like a smaller village.
And you still get your Social Security benefits.
Sam,
as an American citizen,
paid into that your entire life. You're damn right you get those benefits.
So it could be Social Security or any kind of cash that they have. It's going to go farther because of the exchange rate.
They were talking about doing the math, and they said, we looked at everything. We looked at travel. We looked at transportation costs. We looked at food. Mm-hmm. All of those things were significantly cheaper overseas.
I mean, if you live modestly, you know, what do you need now? You need a place to sleep. You need a bathroom. You need a kitchen. You might need some transportation, maybe.
So I want to talk about this. Why is it easier in your mind to live modestly overseas when we could all do the exact same thing here? We could all downsize here and go live in a one-bedroom apartment somewhere here, live out your retirement years high on the hog. Nobody does that. Instead, people are going, oh, we should go overseas.
Have you seen the cost of rent for a one-bedroom apartment?
It's astronomical.
You also know a lot more people here to, quote, keep up with the Joneses. When you go there, you don't know anybody. There's nothing to compare yourself to but yourself.
I don't know that I could do it, but in reading their financial reasoning behind it, and they were truly retired. They're not still, you know, mobile working a couple days a week. They truly were retired. I certainly understand the draw. I don't think I could do it. I could do it for maybe a year, but I don't know that I could actually do it.
Here?
Well, my adult children. I couldn't leave them.
Sure. Besides family,
but if I took family out of it, what would I miss?
Right. Take out family, take out the job, and you go live overseas somewhere. You get a nice little apartment, and you've got your money. What would you miss over here?
The Chiefs.
You can watch that on the internet.
By the way, 16% of respondents said they aren't traveling this summer because they can't get time off work. And there is another study in the stack about more and more people feeling anxious about using their rightfully earned PTO.
And which generation do you think has more anxiety over taking off work? Because I read that study, Sam, and I do think it will surprise you.
The millennials.
And let me ask you, do you have 2 weeks off a week, year, five, four? My son at one point worked somewhere where they had all kinds of vacation. They couldn't use it. They were so understaffed.
It never got approved.
You couldn't take a day off. Yeah. And then you felt bad because you were hosing your coworkers if you did. It's no way to live. 913-586-7798. We'll get to that story and much more straight ahead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.